Hello and welcome to the Illuminated Podcast. I am your host, Lisa Luminaire. I am an intuitive guide and teacher. And this podcast episode is another live recording of a Facebook and Instagram live stream that I did. And it is touching on honoring your calling and hearing, knowing, and following your inner guidance, your intuition, what that is, what it sounds like, and why it is the most important part of you that you can strengthen to guide you in your life. So I hope that this episode is helpful for you, and I will speak to you soon. This live is to talk about honoring your calling and listening to your intuition, because the majority of my clients the last couple of weeks have asked me, how do I hear my intuition? How do I follow my intuition? How do I know it's my intuition? And all of that stuff. So we're going to talk about that now. So intuition literally means inner teacher. We all know tuition is to go to school and to learn. So intuition means inner teacher. So within you, you have an inner being, a higher self, like a cooler version of yourself that just knows better than you and everybody else, and it guides and teaches you. So there is literally not a single person on this planet that knows better than your intuition, because your intuition is specific to you. Your intuition knows exactly what you should be doing, or what is the best next step for you to take. So it is in your best interest to develop the muscle of intuition, of your intuition, because that's what intuition is. Because following your intuition, knowing your intuition, will always take you down the perfect path. Always, always, always. You will never, ever be taken in the wrong direction if you listen to your intuition. Not even Steve Jobs, not even Oprah, not even anybody, nobody knows better than your intuition. And so I also like to think of your intuition as your higher mind. And I like to say our human mind doesn't know shit. But our higher mind / intuition is like a giraffe that can see everything. It can see all the way along and can see 10 steps ahead. It knows what is the best thing for you. It knows where to go, what to do, everything. Hi, Sacred Grace. So we need to practice getting out of our human mind, our little human mind here down on the ground, and tuning into our higher mind giraffe that can see for miles and knows the next best step for ourselves. So that's like step one. And it is a muscle. You have to practice at it. You have to practice tuning into it. And a really great way to get to know the voice of your intuition is to have a guidance session with an intuitive who will confirm to you your intuitive nudges. So like most of my clients, when they come to see me, I channel through their higher guidance and they're like, oh yeah, yeah, I've been feeling that, I've been thinking that in the back of my mind. And then I always remind them that all of the things that they kind of already knew but didn't trust, but then I confirm to them, that's the voice of your intuition. So now you have a better idea of what your intuition has been telling you. And it is always nudging you in the right direction. It's always taking you where you need to go. So if you're stuck in life and you don't know where to go next, if you don't know which decision to take, tune in to your inner teacher and let it guide you. What's the next best step? Now, here's the fun thing about your intuition. Often, it makes no sense. Often, your logical mind will be like, excuse me, but how are you going to pay the bills? And what about this? And what about this? And what about that? That's your human mind getting all practical. And you have to learn to honor your calling, because your calling comes through your intuition. And the way you know what your calling is that it keeps popping up for you. You keep thinking about this thing that you need to do. You keep having this same idea again and again and again. That's your calling. You're literally being called over and over again, you know, like redial. Your intuition's redialing you until you take the action on that calling. So the best thing you can ever do for yourself is to learn to tune into your intuition and to know its voice, and then to take action on what it tells you to do. And often your intuition will give you guidance that doesn't make any sense, that seems kind of wild. And then sometimes people will tell you to be realistic. And usually you just have to ignore those voices. Usually when you want to follow your intuition, your logical mind will pop up with all of these things, these your fears, your doubts, your conditioning getting in the way. And that's where you start to doubt your intuition because you're like, oh, but it doesn't make any sense. It's not practical. It doesn't matter. So for example, a lot of you know that I offered all my services for free for my birthday earlier in this month. Now, for 2 weeks before I did that, I was receiving a really strong message from my intuition telling me to give away my service for free. And I was like, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I can't afford to give away my services for free. Like, how would I pay the bills? I can't afford to do that. And I really fought it, but it just kept popping up in my mind. Give it all away for free. Give it all away for free. And I, my human mind, could not see the reason. It didn't make any sense. Why would you do that? Logically, why would you give your services away for free? And then I got really sick. I got sick in a weird way. It was like almost like a spiritual flu. It wasn't like a proper flu. It was a weird thing. And then I came back from an away course on my birthday. And I was like, right, I'm going to do it for my birthday. I'm going to give my services away for free. Let's see what happens. And I got 56 bookings within a 10-day period. In other words, to complete within a 10-day period. So I had a huge amount of work to do within 10 days. And the moral of the story is I have gained so much value from giving my services away for free. And I couldn't have seen that. My little human mind could not have seen what my higher mind was seeing. My higher mind was seeing that I would gain so much confidence in myself. I would understand the value I bring to people. I would touch people's lives. I would receive testimonials. I would learn what it is most people really want guidance on and be able to turn those into courses, like the answers for that into courses. So in fact, I'm actually turning this free services experiment into gold because I'm going to be creating courses answering the most common questions I'm asked in these guidance sessions. So my higher mind could see all of that. I couldn't see that in my little human mind, my little logical mind that was like, but what? How are you going to pay the bills if you give everything away for free, right? So that is a perfect example of your intuition telling you to do something that makes no freaking sense to your little logical human mind. But when you actually take action on it, you realize you were being led in on the perfect path that opened your world up in ways that you could not even imagine because you have a little tiny human mind. So that was my story about how to know and tune into your intuition. I hope that was helpful to you. So often you'll know if it's your intuition coming up and telling you to do something because A, it won't make any sense, and B, it'll bring up a whole bunch of fears and doubts. And this is an extra little bit. I want you to see fears and doubts coming up as the gift that they are. Because they're there to show you something. They're there to teach you something. They're there almost like being offered up on a platter to ask you, do you want to continue to identify with these fears and doubts, or do you want to choose a new narrative? Do you want to continue to allow these fears and doubts to run your life, or do you want to take the reins and be brave enough to take the brave or the often uncomfortable action that your intuition's asking you to do? I mean, it was super, super uncomfortable to me to offer my services for free when I didn't have a penny in my bank account. But I did it anyway because I'm working that muscle of tuning into my intuition and making it stronger. So yeah, see the gift in everything. Everything's there to teach us a lesson. And your intuition will often guide you to do something that makes no freaking sense. But trust me, trust it. Don't trust me. Don't take my advice. The advice that I give you in my sessions is the voice of your intuition. So I will always encourage you to strengthen your own intuition and connection with your intuition. Because like I say, there's nobody on this planet that knows better than your own inner guidance. Grace says, so funny, that little voice has been telling me to give away this offer for an event I have coming up. You just helped me out on this. Cool. Yes. So if it's something like that's just repeating in your mind and it doesn't make any bloody sense, go ahead and do it. At the end of the day, Also, the reason why we don't act on these intuitive hits is often because it doesn't make any sense. So it brings up these fears and you're like, what if I fail? What if I do this thing and it makes me fall flat on my face, or it costs me a lot of money, or it ruins my relationship, or it does all of these things. Look, at the end of the day, no matter what happens in your life, you can't fail. There are no failures. There are no mistakes. Everything is a lesson. Everything will teach you something. So, you know, it's also known as contrast. So contrast is always another gift. It's guiding us on our path. It's showing us, oh, I don't like that. I don't want to do that. Or like, I don't want to do that again. Maybe that isn't aligned for me. Yeah, like I probably shouldn't behave like that, or I shouldn't make that choice again. So mistakes and perceived failures are just lessons. So the other message in this live is, see everything as the gift that it is. Once again, I hope that episode was helpful for you. And if you have any questions about the episode, or if there is anything that you would like me to do an episode on, my direct messages are always open on Instagram, or you can message me via my website at lisaluminaire.com. I hope you have a wonderful day.